you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
You fell hard and may have broken your arm. On visiting the doctor, she gives you a referral for an X-ray. The X-ray will be conducted by a radiographer. Get to know more about a career in radiography on this week's Career Talk. I'm Vanessa Silvera. Stay tuned. Radiography is the art and science of using radiation to provide images of various parts of the body. A radiographer is the medical technician who is responsible for producing these images to assist doctors in diagnosing what's happening inside your body.
The field is multifaceted. It is not just regular X-rays that are done. It entails a lot of different modalities, which include CT, MRI, mammography, with the general radiography, and even in higher demand is ultrasonography. That's under the umbrella of radiography, but it is separate in the sense where you have to get extra training to be a sonographer, who is in high demand now.
Radiographer Melaine Ingram Brown.
It's a part of the medical fraternity, so the sciences are a must, and the radiography course is done at University of the West Indies. It's a 3-year long course. Full year, you almost don't get summers and stuff. And so at the end of it, you get a degree in radiography.
Mrs. Ingram Brown says applying what she learned in school on the job was easy, since practical learning is a major aspect of the radiography course.
During the course, we are sent out into the clinics. Clinics are what we call the different health facilities that offer the radiography service. So we actually get the hands-on training. It's not just all about theory, but we do get to go out and we get to do the actual practical part of it. So at the end of the day, when you finish training, it's not as if it is something new to you, because you would have been exposed to it during the period of the 3 years.
After finishing the degree, the next step is internship at a health facility. Internship is a requirement for getting registered and obtaining a license to practice. Mrs. Ingram Brown says a career in radiography provides a number of opportunities for growth.
I would say it teaches you a lot every single day, and there is room for learning. It's not a stagnant field. If you're one that, you know, kind of wants to move from modality to modality, as I said before, you have that opportunity. So it's not like you have to stay one place and just do one thing. You can learn a lot and do a lot of different stuff.
She notes that the interaction with people in the health sector makes her job rewarding.
It has been one with a lot of challenges, because working in the public sector, you work long hours, really long hours. And the type of patients that you get on a regular basis tend to be the sicker patients among the lot, because you're working at a hospital, so more critical patients are the ones that you are exposed to. But the experience is new every day, because you're dealing with people and, you know, in different states. So the reasoning and the kind of interaction that you have with them differs. And that makes the job even more exciting.
Dealing with the demands of the job can become overwhelming, but Mrs. Ingram Brown offers this piece of advice.
You, as an individual, you have to understand that you're dealing with sick people, and everybody's not going to come nice and chummy to you. So you have to just present them with some kind of friendly, fun-loving kind of spirit, and you sometimes get that back.
Radiographer Melaine Ingram Brown. For more information on courses in radiography, call the University of the West Indies at 927-16609. That's it for this week's Career Talk. On behalf of studio engineer Joel Samuels and producer Andre Palmer, I'm Vanessa Silvera.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.